The toddler stares at me, his tiny face surly. I stare back, praying for the right moment. "Smile!" calls his mother, standing off to the side. She's probably wearing $1,000 worth of clothing right now, her hair, makeup, and nails all done to perfection. He does not smile. To my right, my coworker Edwin shakes a teddy bear that jingles, grinning like an idiot.
"Hey, buddy,"
he says in the high-pitched voice that he uses when he pretends he's the stuffed animals.
"Can you smile for me?"
I'm watching through the viewfinder. No smile. Throughout this ordeal, Santa has remained perfectly neutral, his cheery, red-cheeked smile precisely in place, his hat and beard and uniform just so. "Xander, come on," Xander's mother says. "Can't you smile for Santa?" I'd be cranky too, I think, if I were 2 years old and had to get dressed up, then got dragged to a fancy department store on the Upper East Side and was forced to sit on some stranger's lap. Edwin shakes the bear again.
"Come on, Xander,"
he says in his bear voice. Xander stares at Edwin like Edwin just casually suggested genocide. Then, almost in slow motion, Xander's face crumples. His forehead scrunches, his mouth opens wide. I know what's coming, and I brace myself for about the 20th time that day. There's a moment of silence before he screams, but it's a doozy. It takes everything I've got not to roll my eyes and cover my ears, but working in Santa's fun factory for 2 weeks has pretty much given me nerves of steel, and I don't even flinch. Xander takes a deep breath between screams, and in that split second, Santa takes action. He bends down, puts his kindly face next to Xander's, and says something I can't hear. He looks at Xander. Xander looks at him, like he's suddenly uncertain, his enormous eyes taking in this red-hatted, white-bearded stranger. Santa says something else, and Xander closes his mouth. Now he's staring at Santa in awe, like he can't believe the amazing thing he just heard. Still talking just to Xander, Santa points at the camera and Xander looks at me. He's still not sure about this whole thing, but he seems at least willing to entertain the notion. His mom hands Santa a tissue, and Santa quickly wipes the tears from Xander's face, then nods at Edwin. Santa smiles again, exactly the same way he did before.
"Hey, Xander," Edwin says in bear voice.
Xander grins. I hit the shutter several times in a row, just in case, and then Xander is bounding off of Santa's lap. Melissa hands him a candy cane, and he and his mom are off.
"Thank God for Gary,"
Edwin whispers to me, as Gary, Santa, opens his arms and welcomes the next child in his perfectly jolly voice. "He's magic," I whisper back.
"Of course he's magic. He's Santa,"
says Edwin, as a small dark-haired child climbs onto Santa's lap. "I'm a believer again," I say. "Maybe I should go ask for a real job for Christmas." Edwin snorts, and then it's time for the kid to get her picture taken. This happens roughly 100 times a day, and it's only November 3rd. It's going to be a very long holiday season. Hours later, I open a locker and throw my hat in. The jingle bell on it sounds a single, tinny, echoing ring as it hits the metal. I feel like everything hurts. My feet, from standing all day. My neck, from bending over a camera. Even my eyes, from looking at that tiny screen for 8 hours. Edwin walks in again as I'm grabbing my street clothes out of the locker, a black t-shirt and jeans.
"If I hear jingle bells one more time, I might commit homicide," he says.
"Have you heard the version with all barking dogs?" I ask. "It's even worse."
"That's not real," he says. "Is that real?"
"It's really real," I say.